anything about it?
Sure. They offered a big reward for the pirates, dead or alive. And there hasn't been a single case of piracy inside the city limits of Storesenda, he added solemnly. The Calder Range had grown to a sharp blue line on the horizon ahead, and he could see the late afternoon sun on granite peaks. Below, the fields were bare and brown, and the woods were autumn-tinted. They had been green with new foliage when he had last seen them, and the wine-melon fields had been in pink blossom. Must have gotten the crop in early on this side of the mountains. Maybe they were still harvesting over in the Gordon Valley. Or maybe this gang below was going to the wine-pressing. Now that he thought of it, he'd seen a lot of cask staves going aboard at Storesenda. Yet there seemed to be less land under cultivation now than 6 years ago. He could see squares of bracken and low brush that had been melon fields recently, among the new forest that had grown up in the past 40 years. The few stands of original timber towered above the second growth like hills. Those trees had been there when the planet had been colonized. That had been 200 years ago, at the beginning of the 7th century atomic era. The name Poitem told that, Sir Romanticist movement, when they were rediscovering James Branch Cabell. Old Genji Gartner, the scholarly and half-piratical space rover, whose ship had been the first to enter the Tri-System, had been devoted to the romantic writers of the pre-atomic era. He had named all the planets of the Alpha System from the books of Cabell, and those of Beta from Spencer's Fairy Queen, and those of Gamma from Rabelais. Of course, the camp village at his first landing site on this one had been called Storesenda. 30 years later, Genji Gartner had died there, after seeing Storesenda grow to a metropolis and Poitem become a member republic in the Terran Federation. The other planets were uninhabitable except in airtight dome cities, but they were rich in minerals. Companies had been formed to exploit them. No food could be produced on any of them except by carniculture and hydroponic farming, and it had been cheaper to produce it naturally on Poitem. So Poitem had concentrated on agriculture and had prospered, at least for about a century. Other colonial planets were developing their own industries. The manufactured goods the Garter Tri-System produced could no longer find a profitable market. The mines and factories on Jurgen and Koshai, on Britomart and Calidor, on Panurg and the moons of Pantagruel closed, and the factory workers went away. On Poitem, the offices emptied, the farms contracted, forest reclaimed fields, and the wild game came back. Coming toward the ship out of the east now was a vast desert of crumbling concrete. Landing fields and parade grounds, empty barracks and toppling sheds, airship docks, stripped gun emplacements and missile launching sites. These were more recent and dated from Poitem's second hectic prosperity, when the Garter Tri-System had been the advance base for the Third Fleet Army Force during the System States War. It had lasted 12 years. Millions of troops were stationed on or routed through Poitem. The mines and factories reopened for war production. The Federation spent trillions on trillions of sols, piled up mountains of supplies and equipment, left the face of the world cluttered with installations. Then, without warning, the System States Alliance collapsed, the rebellion ended, and the scourge of peace fell on Poitem. The Federation armies departed. They took the clothes they stood in, their personal weapons, and a few souvenirs. Everything else was abandoned. Even the most expensive equipment had been worth less than the cost of removal. The people who had grown richest out of the war had followed, taking their riches with them. For the next 40 years, those who remained had been living on leavings. On Terra, Khan had told his friends that his father was a prospector, leaving them to interpret that as one who searched for, say, uranium. Rodney Maxwell found quite a bit of uranium, but he...